CliffCentral.com.
Let's just talk quickly about the Descent of a Serial Killer.
Yes.
So this is pretty amazing. So Pumi and I have watched it, and it's a sneak preview, so we can't tell you everything. We don't want to spoil it for you. But this guy that they started the series with is really, really interesting, and I want you to just hear about him. So the guy's name is Gerard Schaefer, and he started off as a cop. He was working as a policeman, and he was dismissed from the force when he abducted two teenage girls who managed to escape. Now, due to a plea bargain, this guy was able to plead guilty to just one charge of aggravated assault. So he kind of got off scot-free. And he got a sentence of 1 year in jail, which is really nothing for the kind of person he was. Then in jail, they give him probation, which is something we talked to one of our guests just last week about. And they said, oh, well, you know, Pumi, you saw this. It's Christmas. We'll let him out. And that's exactly
when
that's when he got out and murdered all these people.
Remember, the Christmas period was actually came after he was found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And before sentencing. So then, because it was also 1975, right? 75 or something like that?
Yeah.
Was it 75? Yeah. Anything. It was a crazy long time ago. And the judge said, okay, we'll sentence him after the holidays. He can stay on bail for the holiday season, and then we'll sentence him after the holidays.
No, it's crazy.
I was like...
I mean, when I spoke to Dr. Brianna Fox, I asked her about this idea of personal morality. And it was a really fascinating interview. You can still go listen to it. It's on cliffcentral.com. But the show, for everybody else, it premieres on Sunday. That's the 3rd of July at 8 p.m. on a channel called CBS Justice, which is DSTV channel 170. And Pumi, it's right up your street. I mean, this is the kind of thing that you would love. I know how popular true crime stuff is in South Africa. People love it. And now there's a whole channel just doing that.
But so I didn't know about CBS Justice. So I didn't know about this CBS channel until we got the, and it's like a whole new channel on DSTV.
Right.
That once again.
Right.
Once again.
This is it.
Just in case you're not scared enough.
Yeah.
In case you don't know how, in case you're still out here wondering if there is any way that we could be more screwed up, guess
this
what? A whole new channel for you to get to see exactly how bad we are.
A great man called Sia Sangweni once reminded us the killer is out there, guys. Didn't you not take that message?
That's so right. And it could be, this is the weird thing, is it could be the cop. Could be one of the supposed good guys. Could be the person living next door to you. Could be someone that's in the extended family that you haven't heard from for a while. You're like, I wonder what cousin Jeff is doing. And you find out, like, cousin Jeff is actually, like, murdering people and eating them.
But this is, okay, but this is also the cool thing about this show, which is what I found particularly cool, is it's not just another show about serial killers.
Mm.
This is actually a show about, and hence the descent, right?
Right.
Descent is how people become serial killers, how these particular individuals ramp up their terrible behavior to a place where they are now serial killers.
Yeah, yeah. And it does happen, like in the beginning, they're not, obviously, you know, no one's born a serial killer, but then they start to become, and with every murder, it emboldens them more,
serial
right?
Serial killer rights matters.
Like that one R. Kelly victim was saying, you know, he got more and more bold as he went, and his like, weird behavior and his bizarre stuff that he was into, his fetishes and his craziness got worse and worse with every victim. Now, it's true for serial killers, too. They get worse and worse, and they start becoming more and more confident, and they do weirder things.
Because it's a mental disorder, right? It's very similar to addiction, right? It's not enough. Like what you do the first time.
Yeah.
You have to do something more to get the same rush. You have to kind of ramp it up a little bit every time. That's the thing about it. It's crazy.
And they also have, like, because it's a mental disorder, they also have this thing of wanting to get caught. So they have an element of a signature type thing that they repeat, that they, the patterns that they repeat, because it gives them that rush that, oh, someone knows that it's me. Because killing people randomly, that's not the rush. No. It's killing people in a certain way and not, it's a proper mental disorder that needs to be researched. CliffCentral.com